broadcasting live from the Georgia Technology Summit 2024 at the Signia Hotel in Atlanta. This is Business Radio X. And now, here's your host.
And we are broadcasting live from the Georgia Technology Summit 2024 down in Atlanta, Georgia, the heart of downtown. And we've got another interview we're excited to have on in our booth, Elkanah Reed with WorkOpti. I don't know anything about WorkOpti. Tell me about your company.
Okay, well, very quickly, what WorkOpti does is that we allow leaders to see it and solve it. How we do that is that WorkOpti is technology that will connect into your tenant. So typically the tenant in a mid-market company or an enterprise is going to be like a Microsoft, a Google, GCP, AWS, and all downstream SaaS to pull all the information leaders need into one dashboard utilizing AI so that they can see it and solve it.
So you're giving them more control.
And more visibility and accountability, because not only are we showing what is being done, but who's doing it.
Well, my goodness, you're in the right place here at the Georgia Technology Summit.
I am really blessed because not only am I blessed to be surrounded by such innovators and such luminaries like Kyle Porter of Salesloft and David Cummings, but WorkOpti was selected as one of the top 40 innovative companies in Georgia this year.
Oh my gosh, you must be so proud.
No, I'm super proud, super proud.
How long have you been associated with the Technology Association of Georgia?
That's a good question. A number of years. So last year, they selected our company as one of the top five early stage startups in all of Georgia. And then also I was a part of the TAG Pathways to Leadership. So when Dr. Daniels recently was talking on stage about really optimizing every level of the workforce in Georgia, I'm a part of that process.
So how did you come up with the concept of your company?
That's a very good question. So this company actually came out of a different company. So in 2020, I had built a branded content workflow management solution. So I'm also a CTO. And I have two kids under the age of six, five-year-old, four-year-old. They need to eat, so I need to sell it. So I'm meeting with executives in what I'll call high COVID. And normally meetings that would be in person, we're now online, and executives at places like Viacom, CBS, now known as Paramount Network, C-suite leaders at PepsiCo, were saying, Elkanah, I'm getting 65-page PDF documents expected to log into multiple video meetings, and I'm not necessarily getting the information that I need easily to make decisions. I like an aspect of that branded content workflow management system that you built, which was a Kanban board at its core, but I would love to use it for strategy. And so as I heard all of these leaders tell me that across sectors, I was like, maybe there's something here. So I decided, well, if you will use it for free and let me monitor you by you having a meeting with me once a week, 15 minutes to let me understand how you want to manage your strategy using my technology, then I can actually build a solution to help you see it and solve it. So we did that. Gave it out to leaders at places like Amazon, Adidas, Twitter, produced over 55 case studies, and our software has been proven to increase productivity by 93% and decrease meetings by 25% on average for leaders.
93%?
Yeah. Outliers, we've seen them increase their productivity by like 115%. Others, you know, some people are decreasing meetings by 40%, you know? And what that really means is that literally if you've got five meetings, two of them don't belong there. We're trying to find those two that don't belong.
So who's your ideal client? Let's say I come to you and I'm your ideal client. Describe me.
So my ideal client is the growth-minded functional executive. So they're a business unit leader at a mid-sized or large enterprise, and they understand that if I don't have alignment, this business doesn't grow. So they're already proactively investing in technology. They may not be technical, but they understand that if I can see it, then I can solve it. And so with a simple Kanban board, we're talking like three columns, to do and progress done, our software is very approachable. So we can go in and solve some really hard technical problems like edge computing, really connecting everything within the business, but this leader can see it in a way where it's very accessible. And so we're looking for those people that really want to make innovation pay. That's our ideal client.
Got you. And it's interesting too, because you're talking about technology that's growing and growing and growing every year.
Exactly.
Exponentially.
Exponentially, especially in the age of AI. We're in the business of making AI pay. So it's not just having generative solutions that will help you write code better or let you summarize meetings. It's about how does those efficiencies attach to strategy to make you more money. That's what WorkOpti is about.
Do you feel like there's something that people don't really understand about the basic concept of you? What would you want to tell people?
I love people. That's really, if you really think about me as a person, and that's a good question, and how I built this company, we're very relational. One of our greatest relationships that we have is with the hyperscaler Microsoft, right? I was recently, last week, in 3 cities in 5 days with them. But it really was the people that caused me to leave my wife and my kids, fly across the US to really connect in person, because it's really your people that are driving your business. And we want to give you the visibility into people, processes, and technology in a simple Kanban board with WorkOpti so that you can see it and solve it.
I always think it's fascinating that technology is so focused on computers, you know, obviously not human brain, but how important humans are to this industry. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So right now, we're here live at the Georgia Technology Summit. Our governor is here. And what you'll see as the connective tissue between all the companies, all the people, is a desire to put humanity first as we build Georgia into a tier one innovation economy and technology ecosystem. So I would encourage all of the listeners to really start to think about that. If you have a technical problem, who are the people that we can bring around the metaphorical table to have conversations so that collectively we can create solutions?
What are you hoping to get out of the technology summit today? What would make it feel like a home run being here today?
Honestly, I've already had a home run. I've been able to authentically connect with leaders across sectors and have some really good conversations around what the future of AI looks like within enterprises. But then also, I just want to be open to serendipity. So like, as long as I'm having continuous serendipity today, it's a home run.
And that's, you know, that has nothing to do with computers, does it? Has nothing to do with technology, really.
Exactly. I am an interesting type of CTO. I'm getting laughs here.
Yeah, but isn't that your unique selling product?
Exactly, because I love people.
Yeah, people are still the heart of what we're doing.
Exactly.
Right? Protecting and helping. I always think about what you're talking about with AI. You know, are there concerns about nefarious people using AI in ways that are not going to be beneficial?
No, of course. And so like, I think of AI as something that needs to be continuously monitored. And so it's important that we as leaders take a responsible scope to how we deploy AI. So I'm actually working with like some of the foremost AI ethicists to make sure in how we develop AI solutions here at WorkOpti and how we deploy them is in line with ethical standards that we believe are going to become paramount, like globally, especially with what's coming out of Europe.
You're still talking about humans too. It's like you're talking about the monitoring is actually human brains.
No, exactly. We need that. Like, and the interesting thing about artificial intelligence, and I believe Daryl from Gartner alluded to it, is that AI does not work without humans. We've done studies that once you have an AI feeding an AI, there is a high amount of hallucinations. Basically, it lies. So what's
That's
going
scary.
To be, it's truth though. What's going to be essential is that the human input remains consistent. And so if we can insert our humanity into this new age of technology or this new paradigm, I think we're going to get as much value as we got from the smartphone.
When you're talking about lying, are you referring to the fact that a computer decided to lie in order to bypass the CAPTCHA code?
No, I'm talking about lying as in like, so a GPT or generative pre-trained transformer, right? ChatGPT can only aggregate data from the internet. It does not know whether that data is truthful
true or not.
Or not.
Yes.
That's what I mean by lie.
Yeah, it's not actively lying. It's just grabbing what it could be true or not true,
exactly.
And no one's monitoring that.
And it's about, exactly. It's about the human saying, you know what? That's not true. That's not even factual.
All right, well, where would you like to see your company? In 5 years, when we come here with Business Radio X Booth, where are you going to be with your big team?
Oh, no.
With your, like, with your
that,
team.
That is going to be the blessing. So, like, right now, we're in 2024, so we're talking, like, 2029. So, WorkOpti 2029, we're doing hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue, close to $1 billion, and we've created 10x value for our customers.
All right, the Georgia Technology Summit 2029. Sharon will be the COO. Sorry, I had to throw that in there.
That's cool.
I'm excited to see where you go. I mean, you clearly are making huge strides in this industry. It's very exciting. Are you an Atlanta native, Georgia native?
Oh, that's a good question. I went to Morehouse College on a full academic scholarship.
Congrats.
Shout out to Morehouse. But I am a New York native.
I'm
so
native.
Like, grew up in New York. Married my 8th grade prom date. She also is a New Yorker.
This is so sweet.
No, she is the love of my life, the co-founder of my family and all that I do. And actually the reason that I'm still here in Georgia, because she made the executive decision. We got back in 2019 that my kids have a backyard. And we're coming from LA and New York.
Mm-hmm.
So Georgia is amazing. And then being integrated into the Technology Association of Georgia, I am incubated over at Atlanta Tech Village under Ali and David Cummings. These ecosystems allow me to believe that we can HQ in Georgia and fan out. So, like, I'm big on Georgia. Love it.
Well, and also promote a healthy family environment, you know?
100%. Like, I do this for my wife and my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I want other people to have the same ability to create the family that they want, too. And I think that it's important that, as it's already been shared here, that we have the jobs of the future that can create the economy of the future.
Well, this is so exciting. It's I'm excited to see where you're going to be next year and then in 2029 as well. If there's anything that Business Radio X can do to help promote your company, and if we can be any kind of help to you, that's our joy. So just having you here today, giving us an insight in what it's like to be you, has been so much fun for us. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for this moment. And I look forward to continuing to be a guest on Business Radio. This is fun. And I'm excited for how you all tell the stories of leaders at every phase.
It's one of the best things about Business Radio X is, like, from the smallest to the biggest companies, we don't care. We're just happy people are following their dreams, believing in what they want. It's the American dream.
100%.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. Thank you so very much. This is
chatting.
Amazing.
Yeah.
No, this is great.
We'll be back shortly with the Georgia Technology Summit 2024.